Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Monica. And every year when we celebrate her own memorial, the day where we remember her, I think St. Monica teaches us the power of prayer. First, that God listens to our prayer. He does. He listened to Monica's own prayer, even though he has his own timeline that Monica didn't understand. It took her many, many years to pray for the conversion, not only her son, but also her husband. She married Patricius at a very young age, and he was a pagan, a non-believer. She herself was a Christian. And she prayed for his conversion, and he did that on his deathbed. And of course, Augustine at a later age. But Monica persevered so much, she never gave up on her prayer. She prayed for the conversion of her household. And I myself had known parishioners here at our own three parish, as well as my friends and the people that I know in my own life, who had to raise children by themselves in the Catholic faith, and to see them take their children to school all by themselves or to mass by themselves, at times it could get discouraging and hard. But that faithfulness, that perseverance speaks so loud, because at times it seemed to be impossible, because we tend to seek whatever most convenient for us. And to have that perseverance in prayer and to continue to pave the way and to lead the way for our children to know Christ is so important in this day and age. And that's why St. Monica teaches us a great example, not only of Christian motherhood, but Christian parenthood, as well as the power of intercessory prayer. Today, for the office of reading, we read a portion of the Confession of St. Augustine. And in this portion, Monica reminded her own son, Augustine, "All I ask is that you remember me at the altar of the Lord." And this is the one thing that we can see Augustine was back in the early church itself, the 3rd, 4th centuries. And then by that time already, by the 4th century, we know that it become a very common practice within the church that we remember our beloved dead at the altar of the Lord, at the Mass. And as we can see, this is the reason why we pray for the repose of the souls of our dead ones, because St. Monica herself attests to this beautiful tradition in itself from the beginning of the church, and even before Jesus with the Maccabean, that we have always remembered and lift up the soul of our faithful departed. So that when we come to the Mass, the church teaches us, we don't pray for ourselves. We never pray for ourselves. We pray for those who know God, those who are here, those who believe, those who don't know Him, those who cannot pray for themselves, as well as those who are in need of our prayers in their own purgative journey in the afterlife, in the eternal life. My brothers and sisters, how beautiful it is for us to see the power of prayer, that we have the power to intercede for others. And God hears, God listens, and God works in His own time. Whether for someone who is alive in this world right now, or someone who is in the next world in the purgative journey, God listens, and His own time will bring all things to fulfillment. So through the intercession of St. Monica, may we not give up on our prayer, but we learn patience and perseverance in knowing that God listens, and His own time He will bring all things to fulfillment in His love.